streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
YouTube, you'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your dry food, purify your water. Don't buy saying I will be the cannon fodder, I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends, no, none of my family. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison inside of you. Let's make a decision, I made a decision, make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison inside of you. Let's make a decision, I made a decision, make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. I feel you, Alex Jones, but not like the TSA. I hear you, Alex Jones, I'm listening to what you say. You got them on the run, they know we're marching their way. All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us, we're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back, liberties and all. We ain't playing their games, we're taking the ball. We're patriots, they best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all, there's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work, we can watch them crumble. We are coming, that is all. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison inside of you. Let's make a decision, I made a decision, make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. That's a war on information, and the planet's a prison inside of you. Let's make a decision, I made a decision, make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. 1984, no 1776. We ain't gonna be your slaves, we ain't gonna be your bitch, we ain't gonna be your punk. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of, so feel this, when we stick it won't hurt, just a little prick. Little air, yeah, bitch, take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike, we're down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life. This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. We're standing on ground, don't get too close. But we are like the sun, you'll get burned like toast. From coast to coast, and
Don't got our patrol now, sipping Cristal and Alizé. Yeah, it's a combination for the thugger patch and next thing. my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feeling down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down.
When I first saw you, couldn't believe my eyes. From the first contact, you had me hypnotized. Like rolling tides in paradise. Gotta put in some time, gotta make you mine. If you got a minute, could you spend it with me? If you gotta go, just know one thing. I think about you every time that you leave. And I miss you for your goal, so won't you stay, please? You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a taste of my
heart's
face.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame. In every single place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
Be our little secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Now that I got you here with me, I plan on giving you everything you need. Let me undress you and plant my seed and show you all the things that you won't believe. I need your full attention, not to mention concern. Now that we sitting, just listen and learn. I'm spending my addiction and I finna earn my wish for your kiss to quench this burn. You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a face, come on, straight away.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every secret place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
We got a little secret nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel ashamed, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. Already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let the eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down.
The paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everybody just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs. I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. Got my homeboy in the building, my man Patrick, and I'm going to bring him on the line. He's going to say a few words, and we're going to keep this thing moving. There's so much going on great in the world, and we want to just always keep that positive energy moving across the globe. So we're going to bring my guy in right quick. Hey, hey, what's up, Pat?
How you
what's
doing?
Good? Man, you know,
back.
We're blessed, man. Okay,
yes, sir,
my man,
blessed.
You know. Good, my brother. So what I want you to do right quick, X, I want you to let the people know about your handyman job that you do and how can they get in touch with you. And then if they want a great chef, how they can get in touch with you and your wife if they want that good food on the table.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm going to start with her then. Okay. My wife, she's a private caterer, private chef, and her business is called Ife's Gourmet. She can be reached at 602-702-6111. She cooks a variety of different dishes, desserts, different sweets and stuff. Anything that you need, she pretty much can do it. She doesn't like to stick to one thing, so variety is her thing. So if you're looking for something unique, something different, she is definitely the one you want to contact. And let her know what you want. She can work with you. Now, my business is called Catch All Handyman Service. We do maintenance, repair, and installation, homes and apartments, and some commercial properties, anywhere from plumbing, electrical, drywall repairs. Do a lot of home inspection, working off of home inspection reports for properties being sold, bringing them up to par for whatever they need before they sell. And what ends up happening with that, usually wherever they move to, we follow them and end up doing like their draperies, their TVs, their anything in the home that they decided they want to change. We offer staging also. I do a lot of artwork, installation, installing, and setting up for you. And I'll give you an example. Say you have a lot of pictures, artwork, and you're not for sure where you want to put them. We'll come in and take a look at what you have, do a layout for you in your home or apartment, condo, townhouse, and go ahead and set it up for you. So we do a variety of stuff. So, and I can be reached on for that business at 480-250-3784 or my email address, which would be lakeniner@yahoo.com. So just give us a call or contact us. Email is always best because then I have a record of it and I can better track it. So, you know, if you need anything, just give me a call or contact us and we'll take care of you. Thanks,
Rob. That's what's happening. So that's my guy, you know what I mean, Pat the handyman and his wife, Miss Effie, the great chef in the building. So if you need any of that, you know, after you listen to this segment tonight, just reach out to them. They'd be more than glad to help you out and guide you in the right way. And in the meantime, I just want to give God all the thanks and glory for the big award me and my wife will be receiving in Brotherly Love, Philadelphia. So do you want to speak on that for a few minutes, Pat?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I want to congratulate both of you for that. That's one heck of an accomplishment right there. And it really shows the work, the dedication that you and your wife have put in and the love that you're receiving, you know, outside of just not just here in Arizona, but across the country. And I can see that there's going to be many more coming from other places. I mean, watching you for the last 2.5 years or so, the growth that I've seen is just tremendous. It's hard for me to even put words into it. And the love, the care that you and your wife take helping people that want to be helped is just, I'm just going to say it, it's unmatched. It really is. I mean, there's a lot of organizations out there, but to see and work with an organization like yours and hands-on, it's mind-blowing. You know, I'm just loving it. And I'm very thankful to be part of it, to help you out as much as we can also.
Hey, we appreciate that. You know, we appreciate you and your wife and all that y'all bring to the table and all that y'all do to participate in all the things me and my wife do. And thank you. You know, whenever y'all can make it, y'all always there and y'all always make sure y'all in front row seat. You know what I mean? So that's always amazing for the people who really love and respect and enjoy the work me and my wife do. You know, we send the love and respect right back to everybody. And at this time, we're going to send love to Philadelphia and my man, Malik and his team out there in Philly for even giving a thought of giving me and my wife this prestigious award. This award is Mr. Blackwell. He's passed, you know, but he was a main guy there in Philadelphia, you know, city council member for many years, among other things that he did on in the Congress and all of that. So it was a greater thing when he reached out to me and my wife, and I'm still trying to soak that in right now, you know, because I wouldn't be where I'm at right now in any of this if it wasn't for my wife, you know. Like I tell everybody, you know, it's something that I'm always saying until the day I die. You know, if it wasn't for her, I'll still be doing exactly what I was doing. But she gave me a sense of I can do something to not only help people, but to help myself heal in a lot of areas from the street world, from the violence, you know, from all of that, dope selling and different things like that. So 8 years later, we're still doing the same thing we started out doing in 2009 to help people, and we've been helping many people across the country, 150 prisons. Now we're in the Arizona prison system. Now we're working with so many people in the court system. I mean, the list goes on, and on. And I'm just thankful, man, that I'm able to wake up every day and feel good about everything that I do with her. You know what I mean? Like I told somebody today, I said, when I traded the streets in, I gained another street, but it was my wife. You know what I mean? So that street became obsolete. Now I got some that's positive and some that's moving me forward and always on me when, you know, she know that I can move forward on a lot of levels. And she always count on that like I count on her. So it's like a balance we have from the day we met each other, you know?
It's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful, bro. Definitely a godsend.
Yeah. Oh, man, for real, man, you know? And she's on the line, so I'm going to click her in because she can say a few words because I know she's very happy and delighted about the award down in Philly as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweetie, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, well, yeah, go ahead and, yeah, X on the line, too, so you go ahead and you know.
Hey, Patrick.
Say what you need to say.
Hey, Lucinda, how you doing?
I am just doing wonderful, and you?
I'm doing great, just getting off the plane, and I'm doing good.
Good, good. Yeah, we're really excited. You know, this came as a big surprise to us all the way from Philadelphia. You know, we have a couple of people out there we're working with, and planning on getting the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skills Intervention Program out there. Our dear friend George Martirano's working on, you know, getting it out. Malik wants it there. And, you know, we're just excited that it's blowing up. You know, it's going all over the country. And that's what we want, just to reach out to people and help them and give them that second chance. And, you know, Patrick, you've been helping us, you know, for the last few classes. That this program is helping people learn how to make the right choices. It's helping people heal from the past and understand the mistakes that they made were mistakes, and now let's move past that and change our life. You know, we can change our lives if we make the right decisions and the right choices and learn how to set goals and learn how to work towards them and accomplish them and set new goals and, you know, it's just about education, and if we can educate our youth and our, you know, people that are coming home from prison and just anybody in general, really, you know, because there's a lot of people that don't know how to sit down and write a goal, and they don't know, you know, how to sit down and write that list of pros and cons when trying to make a choice. And all these things we teach in our class, and it's just amazing the transformation that we're seeing and all the students, you know, that come through the class. And, I mean, you're seeing it, Patrick, right?
Firsthand, you know, I have to share something with you. This weekend, I sat with a friend of mine that I've been a friend for over 20-some years, and he works with a nonprofit organization, Skid Row, down in Los Angeles, and I showed him your program. I showed him the book, and he went through it, he looked at it, and he looked at me, and he said, wow, he said, we could really use this because the men that he's dealing with, they live in the housing, but they've been brought in as the facility maintenance techs. And they're dealing with so many problems that he immediately identified that your course, your intervention program would help them so much. So
definitely.
I did introduce it to him. And
great.
We're going to see what happens, where it goes from here. So
yeah.
I just wanted to share that with you.
That's wonderful news.
Oh, we
and
appreciate
I know
that,
I shared
that,
on Facebook a while ago, but our program's going to be implemented there in Phoenix in a girls' home. It's a teenage pregnancy. Girls from age 12 to 17 will be in that home, and our program will be implemented there for them as well. So, you know, we're moving around.
Yes. Yes, it's constantly moving forward, as Rob always
That's
says.
Right. If it's something good,
yeah,
it's going to spread like wildfire.
We're gonna, hey, Rob, you're going to have to register that quote right there, bro.
What's that, bro?
You're going to have to register that moving forward.
Which
That's
one?
Yours.
Right.
Oh, you
moving forward.
Hey, you know
yes.
what? Hey, somebody told me that, man. They told me, they said, you know what, Rob, man? They say, you're the first person I've seen start saying moving forward on your stuff on Facebook, you know, and it's been like they say, man, that needs to be your word. You know? I was like,
it
that
is
word
your
been
word.
Around way for me.
It is your word,
That's
yeah.
okay, but you use it. You use it all the time.
Yeah, because I be wanting people to understand that, you know, you don't have to stay stagnated in the game, man. You know, you can really move forward, and that's what, you know, it's all about. You know, no matter, you know, like my wife say, no matter what you done been through or what you done did, you know, but like we also always talk about, you know, people, we have to let them understand, you know, it's just choices. You know, you have a choice to be happy. You have a choice to be unhappy. You feel what I'm saying? All them is
yes,
choices. That's not nothing, you know what I mean, you wake up with every day and say, oh, I can't do nothing about this. No, we all have choices, period.
Yes.
And we have to understand the choices we make. Like mother used to always tell me, boy, them choices you're making, hey, you're going to get caught up, you know what I mean? And I ain't going to be able to talk to you then because you know what you're doing. You feel what I'm saying? So we have to listen to mothers. We have to listen to fathers. We have to listen to people in general that's telling you the right thing, because one incident could kill you or one incident could send you away for the rest of your life, you know? So
yeah.
That's why it's important of choices, and I'm going to always emphasize that, because so many people out here living in misery because they feel they can't make a good choice to get out of something, or they feel they got to waddle in something, you know what I mean? And then 30 years later, you never achieve nothing because you stayed into the same thing that you know didn't mean you no good. So we have to continue educating these people out here, man, because there's so many people lost, so many people is living day to day, unhappy, don't know which way to turn, but that choice, once again. So add to that?
There's so many people that think that they can change other people. And, you know, if I marry him, I can change him. Or if I do this, I can change her. Or, you know, but you know what? To keep it real, you can't change anybody but yourself. So if you're in a situation with somebody that has done the same thing 100 times and keeps saying, I'm going to change, they're not going to change. And you need to change your situation and get away from it.
That is so true. It starts with self. It starts with self.
Yep.
If we don't make that choice to change ourselves, we can't change anybody else because we're not in control of other people. But our actions that we change of our own, of ourselves, they show. And when others see it, it can also trigger a positive change in them because they'll see you making that positive change. If they see you doing negative, you know, they're going to pick up on that negative and start doing the same thing. Or they're going to pick up on that positive, and they're going to say, you know what, I want to do the right thing. I see what it's doing for him. I see that shine. I see what's going on with he or she, and I'm going to do the right thing, and I want to make a good choice. It's all about
that. Hopefully they're going to want that. Some people just keep doing the same old darn thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the good person is stuck in that, not stuck in that relationship, but making the choice to be in that relationship when they should be making the choice to step away from that relationship because they deserve something better.
Yes, Yes, and it can turn so
with
so
that
deadly.
Being said, with that being said on choices, we're going to come right back. We're going to pay our dues and have a commercial break, and we're going to come back with my main man, Patrick, and my lovely queen, Lucinda. We'll be right back at you.
The paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everyone just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs, or I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off. Just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
This guy that we knew, we gave him some meth and he went to shoot it up, and he died. We left his house and a few weeks later we found out that killed him. Like, he was up in his room and his dad went up there and he was dead. My name is Bob. I'm 16 years old. I started doing meth when I was 9. I regret when I was on meth giving it to little kids, like 12-year-olds and stuff, selling it to them. I regret, like, helping cook it. My little brother sees it, like when I'm doing it, he sees it sometimes, and I think he doesn't know what it is, but I think he thinks it's like a cool thing to do, and gotta be grown up to do it. I tell him how bad it is, and tell him that it really ain't that cool, and just try to explain to him that it's not fun, that it'll ruin his life.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
You pick yourself to death. There's paranoia that comes in. I don't even know how to explain it. You just sit in the bathroom in the mirror with tweezers, just digging at something that's not even there, and you just keep digging and digging and digging, and you just eat your face up. It's horrible. My name is Chauncey. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Chandler, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 14. Because of meth and because of the people that I hung out with and the world that revolves around it. I have herpes, I've had gonorrhea, I've had chlamydia, HPV, hepatitis C. There's more than just an addiction when it comes to diseases with using meth. The people, it's a dirty world.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide. And right there, you know, you heard our commercials that we always make our youth and at-risk adults awareness of that meth out there. So hope you are paying close attention not to get involved with using drugs, selling drugs, or even being around drugs. So I'm going to go to my man Patrick and ask him what he think of that. Pat, what do you think of what you just heard?
Man, that drug spirit are really bad, but that one right there is, that one is a monster. The devastation that it does to an individual that gets hooked on it, not a lot of people come back from it. I'm going to be honest. I've seen those that have gotten off of it and totally cleaned up. I've seen those that have just completely disappeared, possibly have committed suicide behind it, destroyed their families, caused diseases that they ended up dying from. It's just, that one right there is out of control. And I didn't realize how much it was out of control just here in the state of Arizona. I didn't realize how out of control it has become in L.A. County. And I have to say it, a lot of gang members in L.A. have chosen not to sell crack, but have gotten into selling meth and using it, which is, you're talking about something volatile. it's really out of control. And it's something that's not grown. It's something that's made, that literally you can make it out of household product. I mean, it's really bad. I'll share it with you. I mean, when I was in the Marine Corps many years ago, it was on the base that I'm not going to mention the base because I would never dishonor or speak bad about where I was at. But it was heavily used on the base where I was stationed at. And then I went to another base and I seen guys that had went astray and would get brung back. And the majority of them would come back when they would catch, they were hooked on it. I did experience the positive side was when in the area that I was in detached to, when they got put in our area, we identified that they had been a user and a heavy user. Once they were with us, they couldn't get to it because they weren't allowed to leave the base. But you would start to see with them eating 3 square meals a day, being somebody caring for them, you know, showing some love to them, you'd see them start to stand up straight because they would literally come in skeletons, bent over, broke down, hardly, barely even have clothes on their body, okay?
Wow.
So within a matter of a couple of weeks, you would start to see their skin complexion change. You start to see the weight come, a little bit of weight come back on them. And then from just doing, like, group settings with them, you would start to see their mindset start to change. And then you'd hear them say, I'll never go back to that. I've never got a chance to ever see any of those individuals ever again. But I do know that when we left, when I left, they were in 100% better shape than they were when they came in. Now, and we're talking about
big
the death. Military. That's deep.
Right, back in
That's
the day,
deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And now I'm gonna go over to my wife and see how she feels about that, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, back at you, honey. Now, how you feel about that? You already know.
Well, I missed a little bit of it, but talking about the drugs.
Yeah, about people that's running around here using this meth and running around thinking, you know, everybody pulls a kid.
It's crazy.
They the dope thing. They the one chose to be the dope thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so many things out here now that, you know, one hit can kill you. People don't realize that. You know, they're lacing the heroin with fentanyl. They're lacing the marijuana and the meth with fentanyl. And fentanyl is 80 to 100% times stronger than, you know, the heroin or whatever they're lacing. So these doses out here, they're just coming up with so many unbelievable synthetic things that are not real that are killing a lot of people. And you know, I just can't believe that people are using it. Some of them, I don't, you know, if you've heard of the crocodile, it's a synthetic heroin that's big in other countries, but we've had a lot of cases in the United States of people using it and it eats your skin to the bone and it just eventually eats you up. You know, it's these drugs are out here killing people, and they get it so addicted to it that they don't care that they're dying. You know, and literally, one hit could kill you, and you're not going to know it.
Exactly.
So people need to be aware.
What's going on?
Yeah.
So that being said, Pat, you know, what's your last words? I want to go ahead and have you give that information out again about your handyman service and about Miss Effie's chef service. Go ahead and get that information out again.
Okay. Her chef service is Ife's Gourmet, and she can be reached at 602-701-702-6111. And my handyman service, which is Catch All Handyman Service, can be reached at 480-250-3784 or through email. Lakeniner@yahoo.com. And we'd be more than happy to work with you. And I will say this, don't worry about so much about price. I work in a way that I will try and do whatever I can to work with you and help you out. I try to work with people, and not, it's not just always about the money. I care about, you know, making somebody's life better, also improving on their living conditions. So there's times that I do things that I don't even charge for. I just do it, you know. It's a way of giving back. So, hey, and then I do have to throw in there also, Rob, because I know you know this, but I'll put it out there, that I also work with, from time to time, I work with youth, showing them different parts of the trade, just to give them an introduction to it. And that's something I like to do, you know, giving back to the youth. So just wanted to get that out there also.
Okay, my man. Babe, any last words before we shut out?
No, just if you haven't logged onto our website, go check us out at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And we have a lot of different things going on, and you're welcome to join us and help. And we're always looking for investors and donations to help us continue the work that we do.
All right. With that being said, we just want to say, hey, we want to thank everybody, because there's so many people to thank. We want to just thank everybody who supports us, everybody who always donate to us, and we just want to say have a good night, and we'll check you out on Thursday. Peace and love, and don't forget to go check us out, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Good night.